Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Von Austin, we'll chat about that coming up momentarily.
You're really proud of that one.
I've only said it twice.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Today is also an anniversary in the history of the Green Bay Packers. The 5th year anniversary since this proud moment.
Rodgers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers.
How high and how far did he throw that football?
Incredible. Let's go down to Tracy.
Aaron, have you ever been through something like that?
I'm out of breath. It's the most amazing game of my life to never give up. I knew we were about at the 40. Guys gave me enough time. I just tried to get it in the end zone there, and I can't believe Richie caught it.
I remember that. It was Thursday night, of course. I was on my couch. I was very sad, and then I just started laughing with great hilarity that the Packers actually won that game.
I cried. No, you think I'm kidding. I was MFing them up and down. My wife went to bed. She did the thing where she goes to bed and shuts the door, and all of a sudden, there was just tears of joy. I just laid there and I just go, ah!
For a Thursday night game against the Lions?
Yes, because we were about to lose to the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the following year, you did lose the Lions twice.
That was exciting. Richard Rodgers has caught another Hail Mary since then for the Eagles.
Won me $200.
Recently.
Yeah.
Mike Clemens joins us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Happy anniversary of that day, Mike.
Well, that's what reminded me of it. Is on Monday Night Football, late in the game, Carson Wentz chucks one up about 30 or 40 yards out. It bounces off a receiver's hands, and Richard Rodgers catches it laying on his back and scores their last touchdown in their loss to the Seahawks the other night. And Steve Levy goes, you know what? It was, you know, one of his research guys puts that right in front of him. It's been 5 years this week that Richard Rodgers caught the miracle in Motown from Aaron Rodgers. And it's like, oh, wow, I can't believe it's been 5 years already. A note to you young broadcasters out there, if you're covering a football game at Ford Field, one of the Lions games, that when the clock goes all zeros, you have to run to the elevator. Because if you wait like another minute, then all the elevators will be shut off, and you'll be about 10 minutes late for the locker rooms or the press conferences, because Martha Firestone Ford and her family take up the elevators for the next 5 or 10 minutes. There's like 25 of them. So I've got my bag packed. I've been doing this too many times, and I see all zeros. And that was that last play just before that where Rodgers, you know, passed it, and then they were lateraling to each other 4 or 5 times. And I was getting up like, okay, that's it. Game over. Packers are going to lose. And a buddy of mine, what a great guy, Tim Van Warren.
Says, TVV.
Mike. He goes, Mike, penalty. I mean, I'm halfway to the elevator. I come back, I go, what? Penalty. And then the ref comes out, you know, face on Rodgers, one more play, and the clock is all at zeros. All right, okay, I'll watch this. And then I watch him throw that ball. 69 yards in the air, 61 yards in the game book. But, you know, I mean, you lost the ball in the lights 2 or 3 times before it comes down. It was intended for Devontae, but, you know, the ball's jumping around. Rich Rodgers grabs it, touchdown. Rodgers goes nuts. What a great Packers memory. Packers win 27-24, I think was the final score. And and the Lions went to 4-8, and the Mike McCarthy and the Packers went on to 8-4. Great, great memory.
Well, the Packers, where do they sit right now? At 8-3. So we're trying to make sure we can get to 9-3, not 8-4. And they've got a new weapon. They've signed, you know, these receivers the last couple of years. We talked about this the other day, but this one it appears they are going to actually use, Mike.
Tavon Austin was a first round pick for the then St. Louis Rams back in 2013 out of West Virginia. Great speed, you know, at the combine, like a 4.2 or so. Now, when I found that they were working him out, I went digging around, and I found an interview that I had that he had done with Fox Sports Radio, and it was during his first training camp with the Cowboys a couple years ago. And he gets in there with Jason Garrett and those guys, and he's like, you know, why are you guys lining me up at a running back? I mean, I'm a wide receiver. And so he seemed to be kind of confused about that. And so we got to talk to him for the first time yesterday. He had his first full practice yesterday. And this was interesting. He also talked a lot about in his 1 year with Matt LaFleur, who was quarterback coach with the Rams, Sean McVay head coach. He goes, oh, man, Coach Matt was the best. He would stay up late at night with you and go over and break down plays and everything. And it's funny, you know, you ask LaFleur about him. He's like, oh, yeah, I was with the guy. I mean, LaFleur is so low-key. He does not let you know that he's crazy about this guy, that he loved his energy when he was together with him with the Rams 2 or 3 years ago. So I asked Austin, I said, so, you know, you seem to be like a little disgruntled when you're down there in Dallas about what was your identity? Were you a wide receiver or running back for the Cowboys?
It's just about somebody really giving me the chance and really believing in me and let me get comfortable and let Tay do what he do best, how I did my whole life, you know what I mean? So that's all it really was with me and they telling me they ain't really have a certain position for me. So, but I am a receiver. I am an athlete, end of the day. So I can play any position that the coach draw for me and put me in the best situation to make plays. You know, I'm thankful. That one thing I can say that I'm thankful, man. And it's been a long road for me through my injuries and it's been a long road just somebody really trusting in me. And I've had about 9 quarterbacks. 8 years and about 4 or 5 different offensive systems. So never really been in a steady place. And I'm just glad I'm finally here with Aaron. And hopefully even he grow his trust in me.
That's wild, the amount of change that he's seen. Just even when he's been with the same team, how much change has gone in. And now we're all salivating. We got this speed weapon. And you would think maybe return game, but you also want to see jet sweeps and offense. But he's only been here for a day. I mean, he's got to learn what he's doing before he can do it.
Right. And so, you know, after the run with the Rams, a year or two with the Cowboys, some injuries, and then Kyle Shanahan picked him up, had him in camp, and then he suffered a knee injury. So they did an injury settlement with him in September, and he's been waiting for the phone to call. Now, you know, he was a 4-2 guy. He said, I can still do a 4-3. I don't care if he's a 4-5. He's got all that more experience at 30 years old in an NFL game, returning kicks, at the very least this weekend against Philly, which was more than Darius Shepard, you know, who just was great in practice, just did not show any progress in games the last 4 or 5 weeks. That's why he got released the other day. And LaFleur said, yeah, hang on a second. We got to get this guy into the playbook.
You know, we got to get him acclimated to what we're doing and how we call things. So there is a little bit of a difference between what some of the stuff that we call things here and what we did when we were together in LA. And certainly he's had a couple stops since then. So we'll just see where he's at and kind of evaluate it and take it day by day. But somebody that we're very excited about being in the building.
Mike Clemens joining us, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's no secret that this draft class for the Packers has not made a lot of impact on the field. Whoever had odds on John Runyon being the most impactful, I think he could probably cash in that ticket. And when John Runyon needs some advice, he's got a pretty good guy to talk to. His dad, John Runyon.
His dad, John Runyon, yeah. And, you know, you talk about that draft class. I mean, these Eagles you're going to play, they picked 3 receivers from the great rookie class of receivers this year, and none of them have really been able to help. Most of them are injured. And you got, in that 6th round, you got 3 linemen, 2 of them, at least one you've been able to help. I mean, this is amazing. If you actually got a starting left guard from the 6th round that might work out in John Runyon. And so, you know, you went into the season pretty healthy at offensive line, and then Lane Taylor goes down in the first game against the Vikings. So Lucas Patrick, your backup center, he moves to right guard, and he's been doing a pretty good job holding that down. Now Corey Linsley with the MCL. He's going to be out at least a month. And so now you move Elgton Jenkins from left guard over to center, the position he played in college. But you know that kid can play everything. He's just outstanding. That's a great pick from last year in the second round. And John Runyon, who you know went to Michigan, his dad, John Sr., 14 years as an offensive tackle in the NFL, most of those about 9 years for the Philadelphia Eagles, later ran as and became a U.S. congressman from that area. And so John Jr., who Bakhtiari said on the big show the other night, kids, hey, the kid belongs. He's comfortable. He doesn't seem to be fazed by the NFL, and so far so good in the snaps that he had, even against the Bears defensive line. So young John Runyon Jr. says, yeah, after the game, he gets a phone call from his dad who's going to grade him out.
He's always texting me something before and after the game, just something I should remember or something I need to just keep in mind. And when he has free time, which isn't much, he's able to run through some of the tape, and he'll send me clips from his phone and text them to me. And I'll watch him, and a lot of the corrections are the same as that I get in the O-line room, but it's helpful, and I know that he cares, and it means a lot that I have him backing me up.
So they play his dad's former team in the Eagles. I don't know what's going on with them. Carson Wentz looks a little lost. I read an article the other day that Doug Peterson isn't trying to get fired, but would welcome being fired.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because Jeff Lurie, the owner, when I've been around him a couple times, to me it seems like he's one of the better owners that are out there. And a guy who finally got that team after 20 years to win a Super Bowl. He got the right mix. Howie Rosen is their GM, and Rosen is just like Goody. 20 years in the organization, raising, learning to be a scout, learning to do it the right way, and then he was GM, and then Chip Kelly came in and sort of tabled him and put him over. Didn't get fired, but put him off to the side. And then after the Chip Kelly experiment turned out to be nuts, and then Peterson came in, brought in Frank Wright as his offensive coordinator, DeFilippo as his quarterback coach. That's when they came up with this great concoction, and Wentz went down with the ACL. Nick Foles, though, takes them, and they win. They complete the season and win a Super Bowl trophy for Jeff Lurie. So you got just the combination lock just right. Lurie stuck with Andy Reid all those years and Donovan McNabb, so I don't think he's got a quick trigger finger or whatever, but maybe there's something that Peterson just feels like it ain't working. Maybe he doesn't like the way how he's put together this team, because they did put out all the chips in free agency when they won that Super Bowl. So right now you're looking at Carson Wentz. Just he's regressing. He's not getting any better at his progressions, his decisions. It doesn't help that he's got a banged up offensive line. It doesn't help that they're trying to all at once try and start him with new receivers in terms of guys that he's on the same page with. And so Doug Peterson, who is a straightforward dude, good friend of Brett Favre when he was the backup quarterback, they still are friends today. You asked Doug yesterday on the telephone, point blank, why has your Eagles offense been so poor so far this year?
I could probably narrow it down to maybe three things that are pretty specific. One, I would say the amount of injuries that we've had in the offensive line starts there. Two, the turnovers, just not taking care of the football, being lack of discipline, by us. And then three, just overall, just execution. We've had some young guys playing, at the skill spots, and they're really learning how to play. I'm encouraged by them. And I know they got bright futures, and we're just kind of having some growing pains with them right now.
We'll see what happens on Sunday. Packers clearly favored in this game. Like I said, Carson Wentz has looked a little lost. Doug Peterson's right there. Offensive line is banged up. Meanwhile, with the Green Bay Packers, you've got Aaron Rodgers playing maybe as good as he ever has. And this is off the heels of his 37th birthday, Mike.
Yeah, I can't believe it's just 21. And he was asked about, when you came in here drafted in 2005, did you really think, envision yourself being in Green Bay till you're the age of 37? And this was interesting, Bart. There's a couple things he dropped in this chat yesterday afternoon. Like, I remember the weekend that we thought Randy Moss was coming to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then later we got to talk to Randy Moss at the Super Bowl, who said, yeah, McCarthy called me on Friday night and said, yeah, we're really interested. Would you like to come to Green Bay and play with Rodgers? And Randy's like, sure, sure. He had one other call, and that was New England. But McCarthy said, now, you got to understand, though, Donald Driver is our number one, okay? So that's the way we're going to play this.
Oh.
You know, right there, Moss practice told us he practically hung up. What do you haven't even seen me yet. You're telling me somebody else is I'm going to be your number one. So that ticked off Randy Moss, and that's part of the reason that deal didn't come down. But I remember that weekend, and Charles Robinson, I was hanging with him because he was writing for Yahoo Sports and covering the NFL and breaking some big stories. He was telling me some stuff he was getting from the league about it. And, there's a real chance that Green Bay could get this. This would be huge if they did. But listen, I never remember hearing this. Aaron Rodgers says that one of the rumors was, in order to get Randy Moss, they would trade away Aaron Rodgers. Here's what Rodgers said.
A lot of emotions over the years. When Oakland traded up, I thought I was going to be going to Oakland on draft day. When there were rumors about me being traded for Randy Moss, I thought that might be a possibility. After the 07 season, I never thought Favre would retire. Once I became a starter, you know, I thought I was going to have the gig for a while. Haven't had thoughts, I'd say, in the last 8 or 10 years about doing anything other than this, for sure. This is what I've wanted to do and be the quarterback here. Been a dream come true. You know, I've grown up in the city. I was drafted at 21 years old, so I've had a lot of birthdays here. So I feel really, really fortunate to have spent so much time here, to be a resident of the great state of Wisconsin, to have lived, in this city and the surrounding cities for so many years. Got to know some great people that live here. I've enjoyed all my teammates I've played with. I've enjoyed running out of the tunnel, which is different this year without the introductions. But I've really enjoyed all the special moments here. So many of them. Like I said, I just feel really fortunate to have grown up here and just had a lot of great memories that I've made here that I'll take with me one day. Hopefully that day isn't too soon. But, yeah, if you had told that 21-year-old you'd be still sitting there at 37, I'd be pretty happy about that, as happy as I am today to still be here.
Well, I'm glad that he didn't get traded. I'm glad that he's here. Now I just want him to be here at 38 and 39.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Packers got up their sleeves, but I want this guy to be here for a while.
To be determined.
Mike, appreciate you. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bart.
Mike Clemens joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, breathe. If you're feeling a bit anxious, let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Windows Select can help you guys out when it comes to windows. It's right in their name. Siding and doors. Select them for your needs on the exterior of your home, which will be of the highest quality and energy efficient to help the interior of your home. When you are perhaps heating that house right now, cooling the house, you want to keep that air in. I go to some of these houses, or I used to, where my friends would put like plastic over their windows to keep the cold air in or the warm air in. That's not how you just get a better window, get a newer window, get an updated window, get the most energy efficient window that's on the market. And if you want that, it's at Windows Select. They have spent a ton of time and effort and energy into making sure that they have windows that, when matched against anybody, are the most energy efficient around. Windows, siding, and doors. Check them out, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Again, windowselect.com. Right now, you can buy one, get one on the windows, and you don't have to pay them anything for a year.
A year?
A year!
A year!
A year!
12 months.
A year. 52 weeks. 365 days.
How old's your son again?
525,900 minutes. I don't know. My son is 15 months.
Okay.
A year and a fourth, as you would rather say.
Thank you, sir.
Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500.
You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours and make one final push for the 14th annual Fan Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin, presented by Annex Wealth Management. Go to 1250amthefan.com now and click on the Toy Drive link to donate money or toys from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Back to the Bart Winkler Show on The Fan.
Couple of people we want to continue to thank on our toy drive. One guy we don't want to thank is Mike McCarthy. According to Mike Clemens, McCarthy was on the phone with Randy Moss and said, you can come here, but Donald Driver will be the number one. That's great to hear. I do want to thank Steve. Steve sends an email. Hey, Bart, I think it's hysterical that of all the NFL draft pundits, we're really down on Runyon. Looking back at the Arlad's draft guide, other reviews, he was listed as stiff, needs upper body strength, lacks speed. The pundits specifically said he is not his dad, and now he's the one rookie starting for us in Green Bay. Good luck with the toy drive. I made my $100 donation yesterday, so thank you to Steve. Couple of tweets that I got here this morning in text. Last year I met Wes from Butler. He made an online donation. He is bummed that he doesn't have to have his kids buy toys and drop them in the bucket. He liked to do that. He also, he brought last year, I don't know why he had this, but he said, we're buying new toys, and his kids gave toys. And then he said, here's another toy I want to give. And it was a Jeff Blake starting lineup. And it was unwrapped and unopened, so he donated it. So some kid out there got a Jeff Blake starting lineup.
Man.
I haven't perused the entire wish list from Blaine's Farm and Fleet at 1250 AM, thefan.com. I haven't looked at the entire thing. I don't think a Jeff Blake starting lineup is currently listed, but why not dig around and take a look? Again, you can do that 1250amthefan.com. We've got a toy wish list that you can shop for, or you can just make a cash donation. Got another one from Eric. He sends me a screenshot. He donated $20. He said, Bart, you told me to wash my hands. I did. Uh-oh. You told me to clean my phone. I did. You told me to wear a mask. I did. You tell me to donate to kids. I did. Your words are gospel. Proof. It's right here if you want to check it out.
I believe you, man.
When do I ever lead you astray? So $20 more. And that's been great to see. And you know, this isn't last year. This isn't the years before that. We're not at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We aren't physically seeing you guys. But as I said last night, while we were going over some of the toy drive memories, I hope that this year we look back at this year and say, yeah, we weren't able to get out there, but it was still really special. And today felt like a toy drive day. And what I say by that is I got so many texts and tweets coming in, and it's hard to keep up. And I want to respond to everybody and make sure that everybody gets the attention. And I'm like backlogged on everything else, but it felt like a toy drive day today. And I thank you guys for that and all the donations. And you've got until 6 o'clock to do it. So really another awesome day. And thanks to Wendy's.
Yes.
They came by with some stuff. So I had the Frosty Chino.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Do I dare have a second Frosty Chino?
I think you do. What else do you got to do today?
I'm doing a podcast today at noon.
Well, it's got some, it's like a cold brew mix in there, so I'd probably hit that up.
Then I'm taking a massive nap.
Must be nice. Privileged.
And then I am probably going to wake up and go back to bed.
Oh,
okay. I got a pretty easy day.
It's a hell of a
kids
day.
At daycare. Wife's working.
It's a hell of a day right there. I am going to go home and do some virtual teaching. I'm not going to watch my vow. Remember my vow today. No sports. But then I forgot that I got money on some college hoops, so I may have to at least throw it on the phone. I'm going to watch the season finale, the series finale of the show I've been telling you to watch. I wish I could tell you the name. I want to say it's The Undoing.
Yeah, I heard that the ending was weird.
No, don't do it, because I heard...
I don't know anything about the show.
Well, I heard also... I heard that it's like a twist, and so like people have been like tweeting it out though. You know, I'm a big Barstool fan, and KFC did like his review on it, and I'm a big KFC fan.
Oh yeah, great Barstool.
I haven't even been able to listen to his show because I don't want to hear the ending. But it's called The Undoing. It's on HBO. If you want my username and password, I'll give it to you because I'm a friend like that. And now on HBO Max, I don't know if I've told you this. Guess what series is on there? It's not HBO because now you get Fresh Prince, series like that.
Oh, your show Friends?
No. Well, yeah, that's on there too. The OC's on there. Oh. Every season.
Did you watch the new Saved by the Bell yet?
No, because I haven't got caught up in my podcast lately on the radio.com app with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
That's true. Don't you think this is a complaint? Don't you think there's too much TV?
You know what I think? I think that Hollywood's run out of ideas, and my dad has been, because we used to own a video store, my dad's been saying that for years. All these movies, Ryan, are remakes, 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 remakes. And I was like, yeah, I think they still got some good ideas. Look at Christopher Nolan. I have to agree with him. Ever since Lethal Weapon came out with a television series, I was like, okay, they've officially run out of weapon. And I love Lethal Weapon, but I realized Hollywood officially ran out of ideas when we had to make that into a series. So yeah, like the Saved by the Bell reboot, why? Just why? Because they tried with the college years and it just wasn't the same. I didn't like the college years. You know, I like the original
with Bob Golic.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it. I like the original cast. No Tiffany Amber Thiessen, no Ryan. That's my.
Well, she's in the new one.
She actually wasn't in the original ones because remember it was Jesse. That's why
Tori.
Tori. They graduated high school twice.
Yeah.
That was always my beef with the show.
And he used to go to school in Indiana, and then he went to California. Good morning, Miss Bliss.
And then they go to like the beach resort, and he's in love with the other girl. There was just too much going on.
So you have not seen the new one?
No. Have you?
No, I don't have Peacock.
I actually have that too. I got it only to watch Premier League because Premier League signed on with them. So you could watch, because Premier League used
to be. You have to pay for that, right?
Yeah, we pay for it. But it was, when I did, there was no other sports and I was gambling a lot on Premier League soccer, but you could only watch one Premier League game at a time on, was like NBC Sports or whatever. So then I saw with the Peacock app, you could actually watch all the games at the same time.
Oh, see, my wife and I, we made a decision. We said all of our spare money is going to the toy drive. And if we want to stream anything, it's got to be free.
Well, luckily, we have all the usernames and passwords I could just give you.
Okay, fine.
My wife gets good deals from Apple on all this stuff.
I was just going to promote the radio.com app, which is free to stream and free to download. And there is a new episode, I think, with Charli D'Amelio, the TikTok girls that have a podcast on there. And congratulations to her. She is the first person to ever have 100 million TikTok followers. So congratulations to Charli. I want to thank everybody that has donated with us today or even just in the past 3 weeks. Again, we've been taking donations now for a few weeks. This is just kind of the, you know, reminder that, hey, the toy drive is ending today. And we thank everybody. Martinez just sent in a tweet. He's never donated before. And so we finally got him to do it. Thanks, Martinez. Appreciate you for that. Everybody else that has donated throughout the day, and do keep them coming. We've got much, much more to come. The next 8 hours, still your chance to donate. David Stearns today on the Wendy's Big Show at 5, a tradition unlike any other. David Stearns dodges questions on the Big Show.
Yeah, he don't want none of us.
No, 1 year.
He don't want none of us, baby.
1 year he did say, yeah, my scope for VR deal was a mistake.
I'd say, you know what I'd say?
I'd say
Stearns, Kyle Schwarber, go get him. Chris Bryant, trade for him.
Yeah, can you just rebuild all the cast-offs of the Cubs?
Can you build a time machine and get Arrieta 4 years ago before he broke down?
Can you have Mark sell the team? I mean, what?
Speaking of Mark, I'll tell you about this email tomorrow.
We're back tomorrow.
You're listening to Toy Drive Live as we broadcast for 24 straight hours.
And WSSP Milwaukee, a radio...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.